My love. My wife. Clay shanak ye gut. Clayk. Yak awewa etchut clay ak ik naksati. Chawa ewa etchut clay ak ik kaksati.
That's Paul Sr., the patriarch of the story, played by Juno actor Jake Wade. He's reciting a poem in Tlingit that playwright Frank Henry Kosh Katas calls one of the play's interludes, or poems, songs, and monologues woven throughout the play's storyline. Ironically, Katas wrote the interludes during interludes.
I worked at K2 for quite some time, and I'd finished work at 4:30, and my wife finished work at 5. So sometimes I'd have a half an hour before I had to go pick her up. So what do you do for half an hour? You know, you can dink around on your phone or you can work.
Katas hadn't written a full-length play before, and he wasn't trying to at the time.
My intention was to write things that were inspiring me at the time.
For example?
One of the monologues I wrote was because I wanted an audition piece as an actor.
So he'd write pieces he'd like to act.
As a matter of fact, all the parts are parts I would love to act.
And how were they inspired?
It was rainy one day, so I write this monologue about rain. And now, you know, it refreshes you and all this other stuff.
Like it is God's way of baptizing the unwilling. I guess that's why some people carry umbrellas. I don't. I need to feel the rain. Whenever it starts, I look up to the heavens.
That's actor Brian Westcott, by the way, who plays a minister and Paul Sr.'s son, a Desert Storm veteran.
And then after a while, I had a short story about a young man going to live with his grandparents.
He thinks it was called City Boy.
Then I realized I could take this story and I could weave it through the rest of these interludes. So I had to change the interludes quite a bit here and there. But I found I could tie the story to all these different characters.
Among the characters is Nick, the city boy played by Skyler Ray Benson Davis, and his raised in the village cousin Edward, played by Colon Studi. Katas says both Tlingit characters represent parts of who he is.
Back in the day, it was very affordable to take your family and go tour Southeast Alaska on the ferry. You know, so that we would do that when I was little. And my dad was a commercial fisherman, so sometimes he'd be fishing out of Petersburg, or sometimes he'd be fishing out of Wrangell or Sitka, and we'd go meet him there on the ferry. And so I have these vivid memories of us being little in some of these communities, and some of the experiences I came from being the city boy from the big town of Juneau.
Here's an interaction between Edward and Nick. Nick's the angsty teen from the city who was sent to live with his grandparents and cousin in a village while his mother awaits trial for drug-related charges in Juneau.
Hey, cousin, want to go grab the skip and go check on the crab pots?
No, I don't want to check the crab pots, cousin. I'm sick of this place. Maybe Dad had the right idea. Get as far away from you as possible. Get away before I end up as as you.
Drama like this is often balanced with comedy and a diverse selection of music.
Lay aside your garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
One of the reasons that you break into a song during a musical is that the character reaches an emotional, like, boiling point, and the best way to express that is through song.
From battle cries to battered eyes, warriors traumatized from flat-out lies, from suits and ties, despised with the demise. Our youth constantly attacked for dressing black. People focus more on our jeans and our scabby tracks, ignoring our new knack for cheaply cooked crack and tar smack, skipping to the next track as we plug in headphone jacks.
Beyond coming of age and change, it's also a love story between the grandparents. The diversity of themes is supported by a diverse cast and director composed of Tlingit, Cherokee, Athabascan, Yupik, and Choctaw people. This opening is part of what is being described as a rolling world premiere that began this summer in California. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.
Even in the darkest of forests, there is light. Hope springs like smoke rings on an upswing from our elders seeking the next Sea Kings to take the space in the night. As they make haste and embrace their place, as they walk into the forest.